Okay, councillor report, Xander.
Not a huge amount to report. Council committees are resuming at the moment, or are about to resume effectively, and therefore things are going back to a degree of normality, and there will then be things to report from that. I think that probably one of the main things I would just remind people is that obviously Thursday is the election. You do not need your polling card to vote. So I know a lot of people often think they require a polling card to vote. Just turn up at your polling station, give them your name and address. Because of the situation this year, we would really encourage people that if you can avoid going at peak times, if you don't need to go after work, etc., and can go during the day, if you can fit 5 minutes in some other time of the day, that would be really helpful, because obviously with social distancing, peak time, which can often be busier and can have queues anyway, could be a lot more problematic, and want everyone to be able to have the minimum disruption effectively. So, and I can say this obviously as an independent, I can encourage you all to go out and vote, and I'm not encouraging you to vote for any particular candidate, but if you can all, if you have any issues, if you do have an issue voting, try and contact the voting registration office earlier in the day. There is things that can be done, but only until a certain time of the day. So again, if you vote earlier, you might find out if there is any issues, and they can potentially be resolved. Just in terms of other council things, obviously, your Councillor Duff has already provided a bit of an update around the visitor management situation. We are hoping to have those rangers in post very soon, and there is 7 for the whole of Berwick and Ross. 3 are being deployed to Highland area, which is really positive. Their role is part of the wider sort of partnership working effort that is going on with the police, with fire and rescue, and other public agencies and private landowners, etc., to try and alleviate some of the issues that communities saw last year. We had a reasonable-ish weekend, I would say. I'm quite hesitant because I perhaps haven't heard about all of the issues yet, but the weather has played a significant part in that. It was pretty horrible, and that has obviously stopped people from perhaps taking full advantage of the bank holiday weekend. But really, we're relying on people, if they know of issues, reporting it through the various channels. And if you have ongoing issues, as in there is an active incident of, say, antisocial behaviour, please report that to the police through 101. Whilst we can record the information after the fact, it's much better if it can be resolved at the time. The idea of having the rangers and other agencies dealing with the conversations at a lower level of situation means that that does allow the police a bit more flexibility to deal with the more serious incidents. So really would encourage people to report any issues through the visitor management email, and hopefully when you see some of these rangers and the fire and rescue service, police, etc., out on the ground, please do engage with them. It's really helpful if they know where they need to be, looking out for problems. I'm hoping that some of these candidates will be local people who might know where the hotspot issues are, but that can't always be guaranteed. And certainly with the way the police are deployed, they are deployed across the whole region. So it's really much more positive if you can engage with these people and help them by directing them in the best sort of areas to go, etc. I think Xander,
what's the relationship between these new Rangers and the existing ones, like Ginny Grant?
They report in the same structure, and very much they've been put into the green space team. Ginny's obviously got the permanent staff obviously have permanent contracts. These ones are obviously seasonal contracts to try and help with visitor management issues. They're being branded as visitor rangers, I think, is the terminology that's being used. And they will have branded vehicles, etc., to try and increase their visibility for the public. Because part of it is also, it's not just to help communities, it is to ensure that visitors are having a better experience, that they're doing it in a manner that is consistent with the access code, and just make the experience better for everyone. So they are part of the same team, I would imagine that our wider green space team will also continue to be involved in these issues, but I'm not aware, obviously, of operational deployment.
Okay, thank you, Xander. Okay, that's you finished, Xander, is it?
I don't think that there's much else for me to report at the moment, because we've already covered vaccines, we've covered the election, and the visitor management is the other main thing. There will be committees to report back on at the next the next meeting.
Thank you, Xander. Alistair, you're sometimes interested in council process. Have you got any questions for Xander?
No, on this one, no, I'm fine. We will be at the count for the Scottish parliamentary election and reporting on that. That apart, we seem to be okay. Nothing else to ask of the councillors at the moment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alistair. So there was two other points from John Duff. One is the ATAP is provisionally taking place on September the 19th. Farmers have got some concerns about that with harvest operations and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more meetings on that. He's also said that the owner of the church on Crafe Road, he contracted Moness to clean up the grounds. So that's why it's been cleaned up, and I'll maybe have a look at it tomorrow, but it seems like they've done a good job of it.